The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity.
I like to think it is.
You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Networks. Or GCN Live, I'm sorry. It's like a GCN, it'd be network, right? That's kind of stupid, isn't it? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, do get involved. I don't care if you do it on the chat room that we have going on the live chat room that's going on up on the website. Or if you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or, I don't know, you know, there's a million ways to get involved. There's a million ways to do this. You know, if you didn't hear the story about the woman that was sleeping next to her 70-year-old dead husband for 7 months, you should go check it out. It's pretty disgusting. Anyway, I told you, tonight what I do, I kind of call it, I don't know, you want to call it smorgasbord night? Something like that. I do all the stories that you guys sent me during the week that I just couldn't get to. Couldn't catch up with, couldn't get to, whatever. And one of the stories here, okay, what happened to it? I just had it. I hate when this happens. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Now I guess I have to change. Is that it? There was a young lady that spent, what'd I do with that? Yeah, all right. So, oh no, there it is. Good, perfect. There was a, no, because I saw the, yeah, that's a good name for it, the Friday buffet, because I don't know how to spell smorgasbord. And don't put it up on the screen, because I won't remember the, I won't remember how to spell it later on. So, I love this story. I think this is great. And the reason I think it's great is her response to all of this later on. So, an Australian teenager went on a run after the bank accidentally... Ready for this one? I don't know how this happens. Accidentally gave her... I wish... They've never done this to us. They've never actually accidentally given me... $400, you know what I'm saying? But an Australian bank accidentally gave a teenager access to $4.6 million. Yeah, that's right, $1 million. Can you imagine? Now, come on, work with me here. Now, in the Australian dollars, it's actually like $4.9 million when you compare it to ours. She spent a majority of the money on, drum roll please, handbags. What else? Now, Christine Jackson Lee, she's now 21 years old. She was arrested at the Sydney airport trying to flee to Malaysia after allegedly using the funds made available to her due to a glitch by the Westpac, one of Australia's biggest banks. She allegedly first received access to the funds when she was about to turn 18 years old in August of 2012. She spent the money on handbags and luxury goods. Now, the judge said, hey, that's a lot of handbags. No, really? I mean, seriously, think about this. And again, what is she thinking? And the bank claims the funds were mistakenly made available to her. Oh, come on. This is why I hate computers. No, I'm serious. Anyway, okay, so the bank claims the funds that were mistakenly made available to her via an unlimited overdraft account. Yeah, but at what point in time does somebody at the bank or somebody somewhere look at this, these charges coming through? Wait a minute, this person's got $11.27 in the bank. The bank claims the funds were mistakenly made available. Well, I can't imagine, no kidding, like they're going to do it on purpose? Give an 18-year-old that much of a credit line? The magistrate said that the overdraft, now see, if it was me, now she's eight, she was 18, 21, that's a couple of years. Think of the investments you could have made and got, oh, you didn't loan me that money? Let me give you back your money. And then I would have had some investments in the whole 9 yards. No, no. She went and bought handbags. Now, the magistrate, same as the judge here, said the overdraft facility came with an expectation that the funds would be repaid, noting that the amount of money, money we all dream about, but the magistrate also noted that the funds were not the proceeds of a crime. It wasn't like she went in and stole the money or gave them false information. No, the bank made this, and I made the mistake of giving her that money in an overdraft or overdraft protection. And the money was spent legally. It wasn't spent on drugs or anything else. Now, Mrs. Lee is still, she's still expected to pay back the money legally. And she said, and the judge said she didn't take it from them. They gave it to her. Now, Ms. Lee, a chemical engineer student, was born in Malaysia and has lived in Australia for 5 years. Vincent King, her boyfriend, described her as a good girl. Come on. You guys going to let this go by? But said she did not know about the alleged fraud. Sure she didn't. This is what I'm talking about. These people take responsibility for nothing. Sure, it just ended up in her account. She didn't think to go to the bank and say, hey, a really weird thing happened, because it doesn't matter where I swipe my card. It never gets rejected, even when I have no money in my account. And she bought $1.7 million in handbags. You mean she didn't know she didn't have the money? Oh, she was a good girl. That's big money, he told reporters when he was told about the amount. Miss Lee tried to flee to Malaysia because she's a good girl. Unreal. Now, police charged her with the dishonesty, obtaining financial advantage by deception. Miss Lee was granted bail, but will have to report to the police twice a day. Man, the money goes to the wrong people. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Come on, what do you think about when you see that, when you hear that? I'm Joe, the senior host. Guess who you're listening to? Yes, the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Woo, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, again, I always... Look, I don't care, and I say this all the time, and I truly mean it. I do not care if we're on the same side of an issue. I don't care if we're in the same parties. I don't care if we're in the same country. I don't care what color you are, what size you are, how round you are. I don't care about any of that. I care that you have open and honest conversation with me. Because the minute you start playing the games, then I could be a real turd. All right, it's really that simple for me. We can be 180 degrees on something in different areas, and as long as you're willing to have conversation and talk about it and be honest about it, I'm good, and I hope you are too. All right, let's see. Hey, if you want any more, if you want any further proof, not that we don't need any more. If you need any further proof that social justice crusaders are nuts, that they really have lost it big time, here's one for you right here. Now, you're going to need popcorn for this one. The writer says, you know, you're going to have to sit back and relax, check this out. Now, according to the article, someone burned a rainbow LGBTQ pride flag that was flown in place of the university's flag on campus at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. In the aftermath of the incident, so many people expressed how sad they were and how obviously mean and hateful the bigoted and the person was who did it. Now, it turns out the culprit is self-described transsexual, part of their own community. I'm just saying. And a student there at the college, whose name is Brooklyn... Come on, this is real. Brooklyn Fink. Now, they say that... Oh, she says she did it because the flag's presence on campus offended her, and that the LGBTQ community didn't include her enough. See? All about her. I tell you, that's what's happening. It's all about one person, one group, one issue. Now, her reasoning is that because the pride flag replaced the university flag, suddenly she isn't represented by the flag flying on school campus anymore, you know, because she's a student at the school. There's a strange sort of logic here. Right? You know, again, she feels she wasn't represented, right, because she's the majority. And some of you have written me emails in the past when I say stuff like this. I'm not suggesting you'll never hear me say that we suggest a minority. We try to make accommodations for some of them. But when you get this asinine, this stupid, I'm not making any, I make no concessions for you for being a jackwagon. And that's what you're being here, because you don't like it, you're one of 3,000 students, and you don't like it, you can't even muster up two or three others. Let's not go talk about it, let's steal it and burn it. She doesn't feel represented by the, God, these people, they can't even agree with themselves, and they wonder why we're confused. They don't wonder why, they don't care. She doesn't feel represented by the rainbow flag because the T in LGBTQ stands for transgender rather than transsexual. So put a double T in there, and we won't sound like we're stuttering, LGBTQ. I love when Xander does it. You know, he's got like 26 letters. As a media artist, I intend in burning the flag only to illustrate my displeasure at the university. But, you know, she doesn't have a right to do that. It's not her flag. If she wants to go buy her own flag and burn it, go for it. The burning was met with hate and prejudice rather than critical self-reflection. So this has been a learning experience for me, she said. The university flag is the flag of inclusion of the whole university. And when you take it down, you put up an exclusive flag that only represents a small portion. Now, see, she's a hypocrite. Because she said that the original reason was that the team didn't include her. It was transgender, not trans whatever she is. The university's flag is the flag of inclusion. Wait a minute. Would that say trans? Yes, I knew that was going to bother me. Transgender rather than transsexual. What is the difference? Can somebody help me out here? Not that I really care, but what is the difference between the two? Yes, it is not my universe either, my friend. Now, Fink said that the rising awareness about transgender people has made life more difficult for her. Sometimes she finds really emotional, really stressed to talk about it. 10 or 12 years ago, I was just a tall woman and nobody thought anything of it, she said, but because these gender nonconformers are being so loud and proud, now everybody looks like they can say, oh, that tells a woman with a deep voice, maybe she's a dude. God. This is like it's splitting hairs all over the place. What makes this absolutely hilarious is that the chair of the Vancouver Trans Alliance Association, Morgan Ogre, still called the flag burning an act of hatred. Even though Fink continues, that she did it because she didn't feel included. So one of their own that doesn't feel included burned the flag and it's still a hate crime. So she wasn't against the whole group. She was just against one letter in the thing. God. No, you can't make this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right here. You're going to get a link to it later on. And the writer says, here I sit thinking, isn't the point of saying that you're whatever sexual gender, trans, rainbow, sparkly unicorn is that you're a super duper unique individual that has special feelings and nobody understands you and nobody wants the attention for being poor picked on the victim of mainstream society? Where did this come from? When did this inclusion thing become so important that it didn't matter the rights of anybody else, all it mattered was the rights of one or two people? When did that happen? I should say, when did you let that happen? Yes, you guys let that happen. Either way, it's funny when the different branches of the cult of social justice starts attacking each other. That's the funny part. That's the great part. When they start calling out each other for not being inclusive, you know, think about all that. They're all riding this wagon together. They've all got the same torches. They've all got the same, you know, they're coming up the road together. And then they get what they want, or to a degree. And then they start fighting each other because they feel like one's got a leg up over the other, just a little bit. It's wonderful. We may not, you know what, guys, if we're right about this, we just have to sit back and wait. They'll do themselves in. They'll end up fighting themselves so much, you won't have to worry about anything. I'm Joe, senior host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back at a lot more lunacy after the break. A Muslim is offended. Well, I could stop there, couldn't I? That their kids have to say the national anthem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. You know? I love that music. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, always, always, always appreciate the time you spend with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. That's if you want to be part of the conversation. If you don't even dial the number. It's that simple. Really, seriously. And you know what? I love dealing with social issues. If they bother you and I make you nuts, you got 3,000 other shows you can listen into. Go harass them. I don't care. So anyhow, social. I don't even know what to say. What do you want to call these guys? Social justice warriors? Social justice nutcakes? They're at it again. I don't know the difference. When you've got the difference between, you know, when you've got a transgender or a transsexual that burns the LGBTQ flag because the flag's not inclusive enough. This would confuse a PhD in genderology. It would. There's no way not to. And what's funny is you guys don't agree with each other and you take it out on us. So anyway, you know what? You guys have got to find something else to do. Arguing about this stuff all the time, talking about this stuff all the time, you have got to find another hobby. Dominoes might work for you. Okay, here we go. So I'm actually going to get my producer says, here's the difference. Like I care. You know, I thought somebody would explain it to me, but hey, whatever. Anyhow. So the Muslims are offended that their kids have to recite the national anthem. They claim it ain't right for them. Now, I'm always, always, always amazed that people assimilate to an area or come to an area. And here we go. Stop it. Transsexual is a condition in which a person identifies himself as opposite, okay. See, I told you I hate computers. This is what they do. Transsexual is a condition in which a person identifies himself as opposite to his birth gender. On the other hand, a transgender is behavior of a person to think different from his own gender. And let me see, where is that? Where do you find that? Let me see. Differencebetween.net. Oh, that's cool. I guess that's easy enough, right? And so, and since we're not doing that story anymore, I don't really care anymore. So, What if we could do a story? Would it be great to do stories that didn't offend Muslims? I mean, anytime you mention their name, it seems like you're offending them somehow. So, you know, the writer says perhaps we could figure out why they're risking their lives entering both America and Europe, European countries, if Western culture offends them so much. I never understood that either. Now, according to the Islamic activist group Hezb-ut-Tahrir, which is campaigning against Australia because they believe the country is enforcing democratic values and a disputed view of history, disputed view, requiring school children to sing the national anthem and the citizenship pledge supporting democratic values are a part of an oppressive campaign by Australian authorities to force and assimilate of the Muslim community. If it's so oppressive, what are you doing there? Why did you go there? If you want your freedom, see, I don't understand you guys. You go to Western countries, or you go to countries that are democratic in nature and in law, and you don't like it because it goes against you. Why don't you go to other Muslim nations? I don't get it. Could you explain that to me? Because it's obvious if you're leaving an oppressed area, your laws, your rules, your way of life wasn't working. Why would you bring that somewhere else? You know, it's my argument in California here, okay? And yes, I have skin in the game, and yes, I understand it. It's really simple. When I grew up in Boston, when I grew up in the Italian section, yeah, the Guinea section of Boston, these people were just off the boat. All right? They were there for a better life. They wanted more. And then here in L.A., right, you've got the street vendors. You've got people living like, not all. So I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not speaking about all. But the ones that come here, whether they come here illegally, they come over the border, whatever they're doing, they go into these neighborhoods. They want better neighborhoods. They want better lives for the kids. What do? They bring the neighborhood from Mexico with them. They turn the American neighborhood that they're in into where they live in, how they were living, and where they grew up in Mexico, even though they're trying to get away from it. Now, I understand that some of them are just trying to make a living. They're just trying to put dollars together to feed their families. I got that part of it. But you don't go backwards. You didn't come here to go backwards. My family didn't come here to go backwards. They came here to do better. They lived in the city. They lived in the areas where they knew people. They might not migrated. You know, they came because they had, what do they call them, sponsors they came in with. So they moved into those areas of the city. Then they turn around. And they got out of the city because the whole idea was to do better. Come on, think about it. You don't do better by going backwards. Seriously. Now, he continued that this supposed oppression is due to an aggregated fear of a security threat. No, it's not. It's so that you'll take on the Australian culture. You don't have to lose yours, but you moved there for a reason. Obviously, when documented events of the worldwide terrorism inflicted within the last two decades has been overwhelmingly committed by Muslims in the name of Islam, then he says it's an exaggerated, or that exaggerated fear becomes all too real. Well, it's true. Listen, I know this is going to tee off a bunch of you. But, you know, say you live in L.A. or you're going to L.A. and because you have a lot of plays, a lot of culture in L.A., there's a lot of things happening there. All right? And let's say that you've been reading the news over the last two, 3 weeks. You know, remember that, what was the punching game that they were doing, you know, the knockout game? So let's say you're reading that that there are groups of black gangs, all right, usually five or six, traveling in a pack, and they're doing that, or doing something similar to that, or they're playing a knockout game with couples only. And you're walking down the street, and five or six young black men, and, you know, for those of you who are easily offended, I don't know, let's say, we change it what makes it better for you. Five or six white guys, five or six Hispanics, five or six Asians, five or six Italians, whatever you're comfortable saying, I don't really care. Right? It's not profiling, it's not anything else, it's just fact. So there's gangs running around of five or six black kids, and they're playing a knockout game there in L.A., and they're only knocking out white people. or vice versa, if it makes you feel better. So when you see that gang walking out, or you see five or six black kids walking down the street, and you've just read those stories that have been going on for 2 weeks, you have every right to be afraid and concerned. It's not an exaggerated fear. So when 98.9% of the terrorism that takes place in this country has taken place by Muslims, or Muslim extremists, or Muslims, or Middle Eastern-looking type of people, same thing that Juan Williams on Fox, where he got fired from PBS over this. If you're a little apprehensive, it's okay. It's a natural thing. You know, I don't know the difference between a black widow and a black spider. So when I'm working in an area and I see a black spider walking, what's the fear? You have a little fear, right? You don't know what it is. Until you have a minute to think it through, check it out, and make your decision as to what it is. Same thing with snakes. I don't know all the snakes. Right? So there are some natural things that take place. You have to look, stop, get a little apprehensive, a little sweaty palms, a little nervous over it. It's okay. But these asylum seekers going to Australia, the immigrants, right? This host nation that's taking them in, willing to feed them, clothe them, get them some take care of them medically, right? Educate their kids. All right? They claim they're being forced into oppression. Don't send them to the schools, right? You're not sending them to schools. You're not taking money. You're not taking services from that government, are you? Doesn't seem to oppress you doing that, does it? You go there. You abide by the laws of the host country. Get over yourself. It's not because you're Muslim, right? Because you're not a native of that area. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Don't want you to miss anything.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
No dancing. I'm Joe Vasini, your host. You're listening to Friday Night Boogie with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But you know what? Just calm down, relax. Everything's good. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being involved in the conversation. I love when you're involved in the conversation. I get to see what you're thinking, which is, I got to tell you something, that in and of itself is pretty scary. You know what I mean? But I do appreciate you. You know, when you comment and I watch you comment and I see you talking to each other, sometimes you pick up on stuff I don't get, or I didn't get, or I didn't hear that the guest said or made comment to. So it does help me out tremendously when you guys are conversing with me or with others in the chat room. Again, I love the lunacy. I'm catching up. If I only had one more, not that you would stay, but if I had one more hour, I could actually wipe out the rest of these stories for the week, all the ones I thought were worth keeping. This one I thought was worth keeping. I have no idea how they came to this rationale. And I don't know. You know what? Downtrend.com. has got this story. And Huffington Post has written that shooting in self-defense is illegal. You ready for this? Not because you shouldn't have a gun. I mean, none of that stuff. But it's illegal because it denies the violent criminal a fair trial. So you can't shoot the guy that breaks into your house, threatens your kids, maybe even have killed one of them already, because you'll deny him of a fair trial. The fact that he denied your children of a wonderful life, the fact that he may deny your wife of a wonderful life, takes the money, denies you the money that you've worked hard for, the jewels you worked hard for. That doesn't matter. We're still protecting the criminals in this country. The writer says, I have no idea what to make of this. The Huffington Post is arguing that Americans have no legal right to shoot a violent attacker because it violates the criminal's rights to a fair trial. Told you, we've lost our minds. We're pretty much gone. The writer says he feels confident in saying this, but by far the dumbest attempt to subvert our gun ownership rights ever. And that's saying a lot considering how stupid some of these people are. Now, Justin Kermy is a dyslexic guy with a degree in philosophy. According to his bio, he is a blogger that seeks to engage people in thought and conversation through presenting new views to matters, new or old. Writing for the Huffington Post, he presented one heck of a view concerning our right not to... And the writer says it's not to murder... Oh, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Not to be murdered by a maniac killer. Now, oddly enough, the thing starts out very unHuffy Posty. Because it acknowledges the Second Amendment does protect private gun ownership. Yeah, that would have threw anybody for a loop, including myself. They write, the Second Amendment is highly contested. There's no doubt that people do have a right to carry and have a stockpile of guns, the right of people to keep and bear arms, and the state has a right to organize a well-regulated militia. But the main issue is on the right to self-defend with a firearm. Now, this is worded kind of sarcastically, and it kind of seems that the author is reluctantly agreeing with the Second Amendment, the people's rights to have a gun. But the main problem with the notion of self-defense is it imposes on justice for everyone to have a right for a fair trial. Therefore, using a firearm to defend yourself is not legal because its attacker is killed. He or she is devoid. How do you know I'm going to kill him? What if I shoot to maim? I just take out a kneecap, you know what I'm saying? Maybe an elbow, whatever. I love these people. No, I'm serious. I love when they do this. It's great. Now, the writer goes on to say that they don't get their due day in court and they're formally charged. In addition, a person committing an unlawful act forfeits certain legal protections. That's a true statement. Now, second, the Bill of Rights only limits the power of the federal government, not the people. The Constitution doesn't lay out all of our rights, just the ones that the feds can't mess with. We have other rights besides. What's in the document? One of those is the basic human right to live. Pursue happiness. I am not happy when you have me tied up in my own house. I'm not happy when you've broken into my house. I should be able to pursue happiness. If that means putting a bullet in your kneecap, that would make me very happy. Now, third, nothing in the Constitution forbids people from defending themselves, especially against a deadly attacker. There's no clause in the Sixth Amendment that says a person cannot defend himself or herself with deadly force because it interferes with a criminal's right to a fair trial. And no Supreme Court has even gone down that road. These people so overthink this stuff. It isn't that big of a... Our founding fathers didn't overthink it. Therefore, if we ponder and meditate on the recent events in the news about guns, it would be obvious that the current state is incorrect. A gun for civilians is a weapon for a revolution and not for ordinary use. The belief that a gun is a useful tool to protect one is counterintuitive because guns get into the hands of people who use them for horrible reasons. So the premise is, if the device, the item, can be used for horrible reasons, then no one should have one. So we have to get rid of cars, knives, baseball bats, hockey sticks. The list could go on for days, right? Now, this guy is saying that guns are the only for over... Why did I say guy? This moron is saying that guns are only for overthrowing the government, so they can't be used for defense or hunting or target shooting or anything like that, right? And criminals, they only use it for law-abiding reasons. Right? Now, the writer says the only thing I can include here is that the Huffington Post paid Justin Kumi with psychedelic mushrooms and gave him a big advance for his writing. There isn't a normal gun-grabbing, ignorant misrepresentation. This isn't even normal gun-grabbing, ignorant, and misrepresentation of fact. This is just an out-and-out tinfoil hat insanity. And I know about tinfoil hat insanity. Let me tell you what. Nothing, there's pretty much absolutely nothing thought-provoking about this article. And I mean absolutely nothing. I read this stuff and I go, come on, this can't be true. Right? This can't be true. Now, I don't know if you guys got this. So I know I started to do the story today, but I didn't get to it. Why isn't there information being put out there about when the left, when events on the left try to get shut down? Now, I know this is uncomfortable for some of you, but, you know, the right isn't without blemish, we'll say. How's that? Right? If a mob of conservatives attempted to shut down a major Hillary Clinton event, as rioters did last week during a Donald Trump event, America would be, oh, my God, you wouldn't be able to turn the station and find a news cycle that didn't say something about it, right? There's no way. They wouldn't stop doing it in a day or two. They would continue to do this. I'm just making you crazy. Now, there would be a flood of anxious co-op pieces. There'd be cable news everywhere, roundtables. It just wouldn't stop. No, as the writer says, nobody would be spared. Now, and you better believe the conservative politicians in the country would be asked to comment on this blood-curdling development, right? You'd have conversation everywhere about this. Can you imagine, do you, sir, feel that your own rhetoric about immigration and guns has somehow contributed to the ugly trend we're seeing? Can you see that? Does the GOP need to soften its tone on abortion to stop this kind of violence from happening in the future? Now, you might remember that during the 2009-2010 Obamacare debates, every false and exaggerated claim about the Tea Party violence included 1,000 writing hands to grapple over all these things. You might remember the Democratic leadership in Congress decrying acts of violence against House members. I mean, this went on and on and on. This got ridiculously out of hand. You know, and even when you have arguments from the left on the left, and these little mini riots, if you would, or mini protests, you don't hear about those either. It makes no sense. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You guys have a great weekend. Don't be stupid, because I want you back here on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Don't do anything extremely dumb. You can burn a hand or two or something like that, as long as you can turn the computer on or turn on the radio and listen. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just, you know, hopefully you're having a good time, because I know I am. Have a great and safe weekend. I'm Joe Messina. You've been listening on GCN Live.